Hello, and welcome to my podcast. I'm Kennedy, and I interviewed my mom about her divorce to my dad and the boundaries they cross. My mom grew up with both her parents and her four siblings. Out of the four, she was the youngest.
Closest brother to me, the one that was 13 years older than me. We were the closest to an age. I had a good relationship with them. I was a little sister from hell. I used to pick with him mercifully. I know that now as an adult. But as a kid, he was just fun. And then Billy was always a quiet one. Billy didn't know how to do anything because that was mommy's favorite. So he didn't know how to make up his bed. He didn't know how to cook. But I used to make money off of Billy all the time doing just normal stuff.
My mom was the first one out of her siblings to get divorced. All of her siblings remained married until they died and or their spouse passed.
Ultimately, I don't want to lay blame on people, but ultimately it was not my fault that the relationship was over. So I think they were glad that I had somebody else to...
That you moved on.
I moved on. I had somebody else in my life. With your dad for a long time. I mean, he was my best friend, and, you know, we were cool, and we still good friends. We have our ups and downs, but we still pretty, you know, I think we co-parent pretty well. And we even talked about, because we used to talk about everything, we talked about any event of divorce, what would you do? I would always say I would never use my child as a weapon, as most women do. Don't allow the child to see the father, or they're mad with, you know, what's going on. I think I've been a pretty good ex-wife, but I've also opened up to her girlfriend, well, wife now. I welcomed her into the home, which was quite a shocker for my family when they seen her. And my logic was, because she's in my daughter's life, and if she's in my daughter's life, I need to know who she is.
Telling my family was hard for my mom because it was like she failed at something nobody else in her family failed at.
It's almost like telling them somebody died. Well, we only been divorced for like a year and a half, but we were separated for a long time. And I got over all the drama, and I think we co-parent pretty well.
Even though my parents divorced after 12 years of marriage, my parents made a quick recovery and became very good friends. It's been a while since they divorced, but some parts of my family don't necessarily accept the fact that they are separated.
Got it pretty tough. Pinky, I don't think, still accepts her. She says she knew he was married, and ultimately I say he knew he was married, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. My fight was never with her, it was with him. Now, if she had known me, that would be one thing, but she did not. So, women tend to blame the other woman, and the same thing is happening. I think they're never mean to her in her face, but I'm sure it's awkward for her.
Yeah.
Let's see. And that's it.